All right, control. FGF, 846 bearing. Autopilot engaged. Catch you in a few hours. Over and out. Hey, first officer. What the hell? It looks like you're falling asleep over there. I know we had a late night last night, and we're gonna be on autopilot for the next 4 hours. But come on. We're just starting this leg. I need you with me. That's fine. That's fine. I didn't mean anything by it. Hell, I was out late with you. I know. I mean, what else were two cargo pilots gonna get up to on a layover, aside from having a few, killing some time? But yeah, we probably overdid it. Overdid it, and one of us overshared a little bit. You can't remember? Holy shit. I sure can. No. It's just that you insisted on playing truth or dare. Yeah, that's where it went. And when I asked you if you had a crush on anyone at the freight company, or ever maybe had feelings, well, let's just say you chose truth and you were very, very honest, first officer. And hey, I don't blame you. You know, an experienced pilot like myself, a little older, but still in his prime. I can't blame your eyes for wandering a little bit from time to time. And don't think I haven't seen them. Those long hours across the Pacific? I mean, come on. You thought I might have been dozing off, but I saw you staring. Okay. I'm sorry. Don't look so embarrassed. It's not what I was trying to do, and not why I brought it up. Well, I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. I've looked myself, and I must say, you are the most attractive co-pilot I've flown with. Well, you're welcome. So don't feel embarrassed. You know, in fact, I was thinking about a little something. And yeah, the thought came to me late last night after our little truth or dare game. And maybe it was just a little too late, but I couldn't stop thinking about something I've always, I don't know if it's a fantasy or I just really want to stick it to the freight boss. But I've always kind of wanted to fool around a little bit on one of our long trips like this.